it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. This week, we return to Blind Citizens Australia. We've been talking for some weeks about the forums in New South Wales and South Australia. Now, to update us on those forums, as well as a few other things, here's Emma Bennison, President of Blind Citizens Australia. Emma, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Vaughan.
Why don't you start by telling us about one of the things that we've been plugging on New Horizons over the early months of the year was the forum in South Australia. How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. It was held on the 9th of April in Adelaide, and we had around about 26 people in attendance. I think there were about five people from outside of the Adelaide metropolitan area, which was great. We did offer some assistance to people who wanted to come from outside of Adelaide, because that's really important to us. And we also had a live stream of the event on the internet. We had also hoped to hold a teleconference, but unfortunately we had some technical issues with that. But it was certainly possible for people to text and email their questions into us. So there was a certain level of interactivity outside of the room, which is great. I guess the topic of conversation at that forum was firstly to provide a bit of a national overview in terms of what BCA has been doing over the past few months. And then we also had a bit of a conversation about a proposal which has been an issue that's been ongoing in South Australia for some time, and that is the potential for the change of name from the Adelaide branch to Blind Citizens South Australia. And of course, because in Adelaide there is only one branch, and that is the Adelaide branch, this seems like a fairly reasonable proposal to change the name of the branch to encompass the whole of South Australia. And certainly from what we heard on the day from people outside of Adelaide, that would increase their ability to advocate and increase the credibility of the branch. And we certainly got the distinct impression that it would be something that would be supported if we were to put it to a vote. Obviously, we need to think about it in a broader sense than just South Australia in the longer term, because in other states it's not going to be quite as simple, because of the fact that in other states, for example, New South Wales, there are multiple branches. So we need to look at a structural change to the BCA constitution in the longer term, and we're beginning to think about how that might work.
Because there is precedent for this, isn't there? I mean, there's Blind Citizens Western Australia at this.
That's right.
At the moment.
That's
so
right.
What do you think that the outcome of this will be?
I think ultimately, you know, there probably will be a change in South Australia. I think more broadly, we are going to need to start looking at a structure whereby, you know, we have local branches and also state representative chapters or bodies. I don't know what they're going to be called yet, but I don't want to preempt that. But certainly there needs to be some sort of structure whereby we can have state and local representation, because both are equally important. We know from conversations that we have all the time with local branches that the local opportunities for peer support and, you know, assistance and just the opportunity to sit down and have a chat really can't be underestimated. But at the same time, when you're doing advocacy, there can be a level of credibility that comes with being able to say, I'm part of Blind Citizens Australia, or I'm part of Blind Citizens South Australia, particularly when you're advocating to government.
I wonder how many of the members actually understand how the branch system works and the ramifications of changing that, and just what that might entail in terms of, as you mentioned previously, constitutional change, but also a change within the psyche, I suppose, of the organisation and of its members.
I think there are things that will change in terms of, you know, perhaps the names of branches will change, perhaps the way that branches operate might change. But I think there are some fundamental things that won't change. I mean, what won't change is that there will always be groups of people that have a common interest in coming together, both for peer support and to advocate for the rights of people who are blind or vision impaired. So that's one thing that I don't think will change, irrespective of what we do in terms of the structural changes that we might make. But I also think that there's a tendency in this day and age to assume that because we've got, you know, things like Skype and internet streaming and lots of technology, that we can all relax a little bit about, you know, trying to be inclusive of people, particularly outside of metropolitan areas. I think that is one of BCA's biggest and most important challenges. And there are multiple ways in which we need to go about addressing that. And, you know, I certainly heard from someone in New South Wales recently that they live in a regional area and that it's really difficult for them to communicate with people locally and in Sydney, for example. So I think this is something that's always going to be important for us to empower members at a local grassroots level to be able to establish branches as they need to to meet their needs. Because no matter what we do nationally, there is always going to be that need for local grassroots support.
Absolutely right. And having lived in remote areas as well as in capital cities, I can say that there are issues that are very specific to remote areas that capital city people really have no concept of, and vice versa. Mm. And I think you're right. I think it's important to get that local representation and those local meeting places, if you like, or local peer support groups working together across the country.
Yes.
To the betterment of all people who live in regional areas.
Yeah.
You mentioned New South Wales. Let's move on to that now, because we talked at some length a few months ago about the forum that was happening in New South Wales that you and Graeme Innes were co-chairing. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, look, that was really great. We came together on the 30th of April, and there were around about 30 people in the room. We had, again, an internet stream. So I think we had about 8 people on the stream. And we did have a teleconferencing option as well. And we had, I think, about 6 people on that. So it was quite a good turnout. And it was a slightly different discussion because myself and Graeme wanted to have a conversation with members of Blind Citizens New South Wales and members of Blind Citizens Australia, particularly those based in New South Wales, about the potential for the two organisations to work more closely together. There was very widespread agreement amongst those who were present that the organisations duplicate one another's work to a large extent. There was also, agreement that there were, I guess, economies of scale for the two organisations to work more closely together, and that the first step towards doing that would be, from an operational perspective, for Leah as our CEO and Crystal Keller as the CEO of Blind Citizens NSW, who I know you spoke to a couple of weeks ago, should start working together to look at how operationally the two organisations can work more closely. So that's the first step. And then, you know, there was broad agreement that it could then move to something more formal, perhaps through a memorandum of understanding between the two organisations. And ultimately, assuming all of that goes well, potentially to a merger in the future. So that certainly was an interesting discussion. We also heard from Leah and Crystal about some of the work that each of the two organisations are doing in terms of policy. And there was a good discussion about policy issues. One of the issues that came out very strongly was the one about how do we engage members from outside of Sydney? How do we engage members from diverse backgrounds, whether that be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, whether that be people from non-English speaking backgrounds and so forth. And certainly we have a very clear strategy at the moment to start our engagement or to increase our engagement with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But that's obviously only the beginning. And we do want to really address some of the issues around diversity that we need to in this organisation.
Do we have any concept of how many members identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander?
To my knowledge, we don't have specific statistics available around that. But our strategy at the moment is that we want to work with the First Peoples Disability Network, who of course are the peak body who assist Aboriginal people with disability, to develop some forums to start to bring Aboriginal leaders who are blind or vision impaired together in a couple of different states to start talking about, well, you know, what is it that people need from BCA and, you know, what's the best way for us to engage? Because obviously, you know, we're not the best people to say how that engagement strategy should work. Aboriginal people are.
We spoke to Leah a couple of weeks ago about BCA's response to the election. Do you have anything further you'd like to tell us about that?
Obviously, as you know, the election was called last weekend on Mother's Day of all days. And since then, of course, we've been refining and we're continuing to refine our election strategies and some slogans that we're going to use and things like that. And the office is working to put together some templates for campaign letters and so forth that can be used for members to send to their local MPs. So that's coming. And as you would have discussed with Leah, you know, the three major areas of focus for us are the My Aged Care situation, and particularly the fact that there are many people over the age of 65 who have disability-specific needs that are not ageing-related needs. So we need to be aware of that and make the government aware of that. And the other one is obviously the NDIS and making sure that people, particularly with needs for information access needs, aren't left out of the equation. And the third, of course, is audio description. And of course, we're very supportive of the campaign that the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network is running in relation to the opportunity that the decrease in licensing fees for commercial television provides in terms of captioning and audio description on free-to-air TV. So, we'll certainly be continuing to push those three areas. As time goes on, we'll obviously be giving you more information about how you can get involved.
Well, thanks for joining us once again on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Blind Citizens Australia's President, Emma Bennison. Just before we go, let me remind you that whilst BCA does get some government funding, we do heavily rely on support from members, donors and people in the community. So please, if you believe in what BCA does and you like what we have to say, then go onto our website and have a look at bca.org.au, and on that page you'll find out how you can donate to the organisation. Some people donate once off and some people donate just a very small amount every month. Each cent or dollar that we receive from donations is very much appreciated, so please dig deep and see what you can afford to give us. This week I'm attending the roundtable on information access for people with a print disability, so hopefully I'll get some interesting interviews out of that, which we will use in the coming weeks. So listen for information about new developments in technology, new developments in production of Braille, large print and other accessible formats for people with a print disability, and just generally finding out what's going on in the world of education and information access. BCA can be contacted by email on bca@bca.org.au or by telephone on 1800 033 660. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. I'll see you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.